Chapter 11, Unexpected. Raven, I have to stop. I'm either going to blow a knee or a lung, I yelled, using what little oxygen was left. She was 2 car lengths ahead down the path of Hyde Park, running with perfect form. Upon arriving back to my room the night before, I had comforted myself thinking her mention of a morning run was just talk. After the cooking, dancing, and what I was sure was a tiring night with Kirk, how could she possibly be up for it? Like clockwork, at 7 a.m., the rapping on the door started. After she threatened to pick the lock, I let her in. With her passionate insistence, I was ready in 5 minutes, with a sloppy ponytail, capri-cut gray sweats, and a faded blue sweatshirt. I was sure my walking shoes were not going to appreciate the pounding they were about to receive. She, of course, was in a black-fitted running shirt and matching leggings with a hot pink zip-up jacket. She was starting to annoy me. Evelyn, it has barely been a mile. Speed up. She ran back to me, bending down to look in my eyes. Look, I can't just start running out of the blue. Can we speed walk or something? I haven't done this in a while. I held my hand out to stop her insistence and tried to catch my breath. Fine. She took her jacket off and tied it around her waist. A gentleman running by tripped over his own foot and nearly hit the pavement. Yes, okay, she's hot. Get over it. I wanted to scream, but my lungs burned too badly. Can we just sit for a minute? I motioned to a bench nearby and looked up at her with pleading eyes, my hands still on my knees. We took a seat and she offered me her water bottle. After a moment, my breathing began to even out. We did this every day? I asked, marveling at the thought. Not always together and not always here, but we all got the exercise, plus we use Ari's gym. I love the sauna. She tied one of her shoes again while looking off down the trail. You make it sound like a country club. I took a drink and then handed the bottle back to her. I wouldn't know about your fancy clubs, Evie. I'm just a poor girl from Bogota. She was using sarcasm, but I detected I hit a nerve. Sorry, I was just picturing Ari's place. I didn't mean anything by it. I stuttered out a quick apology. I don't be so silly. I was just playing with you. Hurry up. I don't have all morning. A smile broke across her face as she tightened her ponytail and popped up ready to begin again. My body relaxed, knowing it wasn't going to have to run, so the walking was much easier. The trail around Hyde Park was 5 miles, taking you through a naturally picturesque setting and past people from all walks of life. Without the pain and the labored breathing, the outing was quite nice. Raven didn't use her iPod, so I left mine off to be polite. She wasn't very chatty, but I wanted to hear if she decided to speak. 2 more miles in, and I had to break the monotony. So why did you leave Colombia? I remembered Finn had said something about her being a beauty queen. That sounded like it would have been hard for her to walk away from. My mother didn't need my help anymore, and I thought there might be more for me. A friend and I went to Paris. She looked over at me for just a second and then kept stopping ahead on her own private runway. Finn said something about you being in pageants. I'm sure you won. They are big in my country, but beauty only gets you so far. They are expensive and political as well. We had no money to spare, and my schooling was not enough for any scholarships. I was something, though, in the beginning. From beside her, I could see the corners of her mouth turn up into a smile. Why Paris? A woman from the pageants gave my friend and me the idea to go to become models when we were 17. We were so excited we sold our gowns for money. It wasn't much. When we got to the place where she had told us she knew someone, it was not models they were looking for as much as escorts. My friend went along with it. She was poor like me and afraid to go home. I was angrier than she was and stormed out. How did you survive? I could picture the storming out, but Raven alone on the streets was hard to visualize. My mother taught me to steal from birth. She moved to Bogota when she got pregnant with me and worked as a maid. They paid women like her nothing, but they gave her a roof over her head. When I was old enough, she had me help her clean the houses and work the crowds in Old Town, asking for money or stealing wallets, food, whatever we needed. We made a living, and I got good at it. She met a worthless salesman and married him, but I got to go to school regularly for the first time. Senora Marty encouraged me to start competing. I thought it might give me a bigger life. I love my mother, but I need to get out of Colombia. After we got to Paris, I went back to stealing on the metro and moved in with my friend from Bogota, Amelia, sleeping on her floor. How did you get to London? Amelia met a man who offered her his house when he wasn't in town. He was some type of businessman from South Africa. It was a very nice place compared to her one-room disaster. After we were there about a month, two men came in with a key saying they were guests of Mr. Lovington. They made it clear we were part of their stay. Amelia was much more experienced than I was, and I put up a fight. He was strong, but I'm a fighter. When they were gone, I stole everything I could from the house and set it on fire. After that, it felt like a good idea to leave. I'd met a couple of gypsies in Paris and took up with some of their friends in London. I'm sorry for how hard that must have been. She had glossed over her apparent attack, burglary, and arson, so I thought it best to not mention them directly. Though it was all so foreign to me, I couldn't help but respect Raven's strength. She was more than just beautiful, quite a bit more. I met up with Ari, who was putting together a small team. We brought in Finn and Bounce and then searched for a person for the computers. Brinks was in the School of Medicine at Cambridge, where he also started some online gambling ring. Soon we worked almost exclusively together, adding you eventually. She glanced over at me, picking up her pace. I couldn't hear any disdain in her voice when she mentioned my addition. However, it was important to me to find out if she was the other one who hadn't wanted me to return. Finn said there were two who voted against me coming back. Were they you and Ari? She stopped and turned to me, tightening the knot at her waist. Yes. I was very glad you were alive, Evelyn, but we had moved past everything and you didn't remember us. I thought it was better you stay with your family and quiet life. I don't like being lied to, but I understand, Ari. It's good to see you, though. I'm happy to help if it's what you really want. She looked intently at me. Yes, I want to be here. I want to remember if I can. I was happy, it seems. I want to know why. I looked back at her with what I hoped was a very determined expression. You were happy. But all of this didn't come easy for you. I never understood you risking such a safe life. I can see wanting your memories back now. But is that all you want? She placed her hands on her hips, cocking her head. What do you mean? I'm just trying to see into you. If it's Finn you want, you better be sure. He lost you once, and we had to bring him back. This isn't a game for young girls anymore. She was very serious. Who's playing a game? I'm just saying, a lot has changed. She stamped her foot as if it could make me understand her better. Raven, I don't know what I did before or anything about Finn. If there was something serious between us, you'll have to fill me in. He hasn't. I don't know how serious either of you were, but just be careful. There is also Bounce. If you decide to go home next week, we all get left again. If you're not planning to stay in our lives, it is best you get your information and go home. Also, not all criminals are like us. This was never a world for you to pretend in. She dropped her eyes and turned, starting up the walk again. I understand. I didn't have anything else to say. I hadn't thought about the leaving part. I certainly didn't want to hurt people I just realized existed. It made sense, too, what she was saying. I would be careful not to lead Finn on. I'd already decided that was a good idea. It was a relief to hear that things between us weren't too serious. Not that he wasn't someone to get serious about, it just meant that much more guilt when I didn't remember. We got to the end of the trail in silence. Raven put her jacket back on and hailed us a cab.